time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome into the last day of July, July 31st, 2025 edition this Thursday. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to congratulate Dare Rendon and her executive committee, Chris Holtz, everybody, for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. Had a great event last night, packed house, great speakers. Fantastic event, raised a ton of money for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee, going to be a great next event that they're planning already, up probably in the UP. We didn't have a lot of folks from the UP come down to McBain. This was basically Maseauke County on the south end of the district, but they are definitely going to have more of these. Great event, great speakers, great food. Thank you, Ebels. They catered in the pulled pork, the baked beans, the cheesy potatoes. It was a great event. Everybody had a great time. Justin Michael is running for Congress, primary challenging Congressman Jack Bergman next August. And he was there. Mike Rogers showed up. Surprise, had a great opportunity to talk with Mike and his campaign manager consultant, Jamie Rowe. Had a good conversation with Jamie and going to supposedly Mike Rogers agreed to come on the show. So we'll see if that happens, and looking forward to that conversation. Found out that Donald Trump did in fact endorse Mike Rogers for the U.S. Senate again next year. It's already a done deal, and so as a result, Bill Huizenga is not going to run for the U.S. Senate, not going to primary challenge Rogers. Basically, I think at this point with the Trump endorsement, Rogers is going to be unopposed. And with a midterm election next year, less voters usually vote in a midterm election. Rogers says that he's pretty confident that he can win this against the 4 or 5 Democrats that are running on the U.S. Senate seat race for the Democrat Party. They're going to use up all their money fighting each other in the August primary. With Rogers unopposed, he can save all of his campaign war chests for the November election. Trump endorsing him, planning on coming to Michigan a lot next year to campaign for our candidates. Well, it's actually kind of looking pretty good that Rogers could possibly win this thing if we get out and vote the Republicans like we did November 5th, 2024 election, electing Donald Trump. If we get that kind of turnout on the Republican side, Mike Rogers very well could be the next U.S. Senator for the state of Michigan, we would have a Republican vote. Interesting also, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt running for governor, only governor candidate that showed up. Justin Michael, again, primary challenging Congressman Jack Bergman was there. He was allowed to speak. Bernadette Smith, the vice chair of the Republican Party, spoke. This gentleman from Newsmax, Jason Jones, he came and spoke about the border. Great event, great information. Judge Boonstra was there. He talked about our founding fathers and the Constitution. Just congratulations there, Rendon, and the 1st Congressional District Executive Committee. You guys hit it out of the park. Great event, great food, great speakers. Beautiful time. We're going to take a short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of today, the last day of July. Officer Rick checking in for duty. Simple radios loud and clear from Genesee County. He's out patrolling the roads. You stay safe out there, brother, and greatly appreciate you checking in every day with us, making sure the Patriot Voice Radio Network is up and running. Everything's a go. Green lights everywhere across the board. had a situation this morning, had to get up early to drive Vicky into Traverse City. And going down into Traverse City this morning, there's an electronic billboard. When you're going around the bay, four-lane highway, right there as you're coming around the bay curve heading north on US 31, I looked up at the electronic billboard, and there was a picture of Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan. Bottom left corner, America's most productive mayor. Vote for Mike Duggan for governor 2026. First of all, I have never seen that electronic billboard run a political ad in a non-election year. It's never happened. Been living up here in northern Michigan since basically 2009. Have never seen a political billboard there at that large electronic billboard heading into Traverse City, north and southbound. About 40,000 cars a day go by it, northbound and southbound combined traffic. Have never seen a political ad on that sign in a non-election year. Mike Duggan's already doing it. Of course, the campaign finance reports came out last Friday. We talked about it. He raised the most money out of all the governor candidates. The guy is spending it already. An electronic billboard in and out of Traverse City, Michigan on US 31 going around the bay. Unbelievable. Now, it's very interesting because Republicans as well as Democrats have already donated to Duggan. It came out on their campaign finance report last Friday. Former Michigan Republican Party chairman Ron Weiser, as well as former Michigan Democratic Party chair Melvin Butch Howell, both of them donated to Duggan. Five former Democratic lawmakers and two Republican lawmakers are listed on his campaign finance report. Six key members of former Republican Governor Rick Snyder's cabinet and an inner circle within the Rick Snyder administration gave to Duggan. Now, this is interesting because former State Representative Kurt Heiss and former Republican turned Democratic Wayne County Commissioner Gary Warnchak, they donated as well. Interesting, because the big money names for the Democrat side that, of course, many of you know, two current Democratic members of the University of Michigan Board of Regents, Mark Bernstein and Denise Illich. Illich family, Detroit Tigers, Detroit Red Wings, Little Caesars Pizza. Very, very, very interesting. Another Republican, member of the University of Michigan Board of Regents, Andrea Newman, along with, again, Ron Weiser, the former Republican Party chair. Now, two former Michigan State University trustees, one of them I know is a great guy, Jeff and I are good friends. Jeff Sakwa, as well as Patrick O'Keefe, former Michigan State University trustee who was appointed by Snyder, Nancy Schlichting, all donated to Duggan. Now, some big names on the campaign finance report: Dan Gilbert, Rocket Mortgage, and former race car supporter, owner of teams, Penske Racing, Roger Penske, donated to Duggan. And then the list of Democrats here is so numerous, I can't even begin to list and name all of the Democrats on this campaign finance news report. Now, one of the things that is very interesting in all this, some of the Democrats on this list gave to Jocelyn Benson as well. However, some of the big names that are on here, like Illich, Dan Gilbert, Mark Bernstein, they're giving to the Detroit mayor. Well, when asked by MERS News Service of his campaign manager, Ed Duggan wrote, "We're proud to have the support of both Republicans and Democrats who want to fix the system and break the two-party death grip on Lansing. Mike Duggan is building a coalition unlike anything Michigan has ever seen before. Democrats, Republicans, independents, and everyone somewhere in between. If you're fed up with politics as usual, there's a place for you in our campaign." End quote, said his campaign manager, Ed Duggan. Now, one thing that is very interesting, Michigan Democratic Party spokesperson Derek Honeyman. Honeyman is a son of a famous attorney law firm down in Detroit. Well, Derek said Mike Duggan's self-serving vanity campaign is being bankrolled by Trump loyalists and career Republicans who want to drag Michigan backwards. It's clear by this latest campaign finance report that Duggan is in the pocket of Trump and Republicans and cannot be trusted to stand up for Michigan families. Folks, they are deathly afraid that Duggan is going to get a ton of Democrats, not only dollars, donations, but is going to get the votes in November of 2026. No matter which candidate the Democrats put up, that candidate is not going to be the governor of the state of Michigan. It is coming down to and starting to look like this is going to be a race between whoever the Republicans nominate for the Republican nomination against independent Mike Duggan. The Democrats' candidate will not even be relevant in November of 2026 election. If you look at the amount of money they raised, if you look at the number of donations that they raised, where the money's coming from, very clear, very obvious. John James, the Republican, and Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat, are getting most of their donations from outside the state of Michigan. Every single state in the country donated and is listed on both John James' campaign finance report, as well as Jocelyn Benson's. Now, conversely, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, and I spoke to him last night. He's going to try to come on the show on Friday while he's driving during our 11 o'clock hour. We're going to try to make that work for this Friday. He raised as much money as John James did, even after John James transferred money from his previous runs for the U.S. Senate, as well as his U.S. congressional races, to his governor's account. John James getting individual donations over 8,000 individuals ended up basically at like $1.9 million on his campaign finance report. Eric Nesbitt was at $1.9, matched him with the dollars, but only took it from 1,850 individual donors from the state of Michigan and some PACs in Lansing. Very, very interesting, the dynamics of what these campaign finance reports have to say about these candidates. But I had this story pulled up looking at all the Republicans and Democrats who have donated to Mike Duggan. Driving into Traverse City this morning, I see that electronic billboard on US 31. And it's one of those electronic ones that they kind of rotate through the different ads that are up there for about 15, 20 seconds. Well, no sooner did I come around the curve to see the sign, and it changed from the previous ad to Mike Duggan. There's his face. Look at me, Randy. The most productive mayor in America, Mike Duggan. That's his campaign ad on that electronic billboard this morning. Going to totally play up the renaissance that's happening in the city of Detroit. The new buildings that are going up, the new housing projects that are going up, coming into some of these very old vacant homes, blight subdivisions, turning off the gas, turning off the electric, turning off the water, coming in with bulldozers, backhoes, and dump trucks, literally scooping up these houses, cleaning up the lots, and then Dan Gilbert's going in and building new, low, small-size, affordable homes on those lots in the city of Detroit. I saw a floor plan of a couple of the model sites that he's offering people. 800 square footers for couples and singles. 12 to 1400 square footers for families. And they're selling them like hotcakes. This is going to be a very, very, very interesting race. So, game on. Republicans and Democrats supporting the independent candidate Mike Duggan for governor next year. On the hour news break of hour number one, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.